I'm not sure any of us would say that we intentionally seek out the advice of the wicked. In my small town, there was once this tarot card reading establishment on one of the main streets. And I rarely saw vehicles in the parking lot because most people know better than that. But that's not the only way advice and counsel of the wicked gets to us, is it? Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. I'm constantly reminding my children and myself that every book, every song, every movie, every painting, every poem, every newspaper article, every podcast, every talking head has a message it's wanting to put into your brain and heart, no matter how innocent it may seem. Everyone has an agenda, even me. And if I'm not aware of that and discerning of that, and if I'm not the filter for my children, then what do you think I can expect to happen? That walking in the counsel of the wicked will turn to standing in the way of sinners, and so on, which explains a lot about our world today, and even the church. And you can nod your head and say, yes, that's so true for so many people I know. But I'm not talking about so many people you know. I'm talking about you, and I'm talking about me, and the messages we either let into our heads and hearts purposefully or inadvertently. Psalm chapter 1 verse 1 says, "Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of mockers." So we have progressed from walking casually to standing firmly, and now to sitting. And the idea here is that of a fixed position, seated, where you stare down your self-righteous nose at everyone else mocking their way of life. Now, it may seem that verse 1 is calling on the blessed man to isolate himself from the wicked, the sinner, and the scoffer. But that's not the case. Blessedness, biblical happiness and joy, is not found in isolating ourselves from the world. I mean, you just think about Jesus. He ate with the sinners. He laughed with them and had a big time with them. What's being called for is not an avoidance of contact, but an avoidance of advice and lifestyle. So if I don't sit in the seat of mockers, or if I don't want to sit in the seat of mockers, then I'd better not follow the way of the sinner. And if I don't want to follow the way of the sinner, then I'd better not seek the counsel and advice of the wicked, of the selfish. I have to be aware of what I'm letting into my head and heart. So what should we do? This text so far has just explained what we shouldn't do. So what should we do? Well, you got to come back tomorrow to see how this psalm turns. When you pray today, please remember Nathan Brewer and his family, our missionaries in Oklahoma. And also remember the Guarani LifeWord broadcast heard in Bolivia.